Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Bryce Culver and Talisha Knight with Junior Achievement here in Newark. Cloudy skies throughout the day today. Could see a high right around 75, but we are supposed to see scattered showers. And I know, Joel, you're the local guy who keeps his eye on the radar. I looked this afternoon. We have our golf league tonight. I don't know, bud. I saw a lot of green heading our way this afternoon.
I can't figure it out because it's like perfectly timed. We have the tee at 5 o'clock and the storms are 5 to 7. So the golf gods hate us.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. I mean, you know, bring an umbrella. It doesn't rain on an umbrella, right?
That never rains on a golf course. At least that's what I tell the wife when she says, well, you were still at the golf course? I'm like, yeah, honey.
They have a clubhouse. And tap.
I didn't have to go anywhere.
There's a reason to be there.
But Bryce Culver with Junior Achievement, we were just talking about the Masters and how much fun that was to watch yesterday. Do you like to get out and swing them, or you just like to watch it?
I get out and swing them. I swing them a lot, though, so I get my money's worth when I play.
Bryce, you'd fit right in with this group we play. Well, Joel's really good. He's a college player, so he's very good. You and I would get along real well out there.
We work just up have a to thirst.
Keep watching where the ball goes, though, because one of us has got to find it. Talisha, you like to get out and play a little golf or watch it?
I love driving the cart. That's kind of the extent of my golfing.
Talisha, you, me.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
There we go.
Look at this. We got a nice partner here.
We got a foursome ready to roll.
Everything is going great. All right. Bryce, it was back in February, I believe. I had a chance to meet you for the first time as you guys kind of officially opened BizTown over at Junior Achievement at the Granville building, the old Newark State Farm building on Granville Road, now the Newark City Schools building. You guys are in there. If folks aren't exactly sure, and I think most of us have heard about Junior Achievement, but maybe this real quick, a little mission, what you guys are trying to do in the community.
Yeah, so Junior Achievement, our mission is to inspire and prepare young people to succeed in their lives and their careers. We are here in Central Ohio focusing on, Franklin County, Licking County, but actually all the way to Southeast Ohio, all the way down to Washington County as well. So 25 counties is kind of our footprint. And we're just helping young people. K-12 is our focus to develop the skills necessary to be successful in life and in school.
For folks who haven't been over to the BizTown, it was amazing. I mean, we walked through that and I just was so blown away at how the different stations, the different places for these kids. You had somebody who was a mayor, had to make sure things were getting taken care of for the city. You had somebody was in charge of this. How does that come together, something BizTown like that? What's the layout for that? How did you guys get that accomplished?
Yeah, so at the Newark Learning Center, we have two programs there. We have our JA BizTown and our JA Finance Park. JA BizTown is focused on fifth graders. And like you said, they get to be the mayor. They get to be business owners. They get to be, we have a radio DJ in there. So, maybe you guys could come in and shadow them and they can give them some pointers.
And they can teach us some stuff.
But they're learning how to run the business. They're learning how to save money. They're learning how to write checks or cash checks, and also operate the business. And they're selling retail items throughout the JA BizTown. And so they're managing their money as they go throughout the day. And then as they get older, they move on to JA Finance Park, which is our middle school and high school program. Again, they're learning about expense categories that adults have, whether it's, water, sewage, and recycling, or, their gas bill and electric bill, or saving goals, whether it's, saving for college or saving for retirement or saving, for those everyday expenses that could pop up. So, the finance park is a little bit elevated from the BizTown, but that's because the kids are a little bit older. Mm-hmm. One big thing that I think is always interesting to have the eye-opening experiences when they learn about credit score and they apply for a car loan and they apply for a mortgage and they're learning about, what is this number in my life that they're maybe not aware of?
It's a very important number.
Yes. Kids may not realize it, but when they in this simulation, they're getting this hands-on experience with it, and they're maybe getting denied a car loan or not getting as much as they wanted for a mortgage or approved for the certain amount. And so they're getting that hands-on experience to, hey, this is real life and this is what your future is going to be with a credit score.
I mean, fifth graders have the aptitude, the mental fortitude to identify that, or is that more middle school?
So,
and
So the credit score part is our JA Finance Park, which is like middle school, high school. Fifth graders, though, you know, I'm shocked. We're 100%, and this goes to the great teachers we have, you know, teaching curriculum ahead of time. I ask them the difference between a credit card and a debit card, and 100%, they've gotten it right.
Oh, wow.
You know, debit card is their money. Credit card is somebody else's money. And I'm like, I think we all need to know the difference between a debit and credit card. And here they are, 10, 11 years old, already, you know, grasping that concept.
Real quick, before I ask Talisa a question, go back to the kids and the financial part of it, the financial part, the older kid, you know, they're learning about life, things and that. Do you have actual scenarios where they're married, there's couples, and they have kids, and they got to figure out how to do that as well, or no?
Yeah, so they're assigned a random life persona at the start of the simulation.
So it's kind of like real life?
Yeah, so exactly, right? And they're getting, you know, whether it's they're a single parent, or maybe they're married, or maybe they're, you know, single, no kids. There's kids involved. Sometimes they try to give kids away. We're like, that's not real life. You know, they could be a recent college grad, and they're trying to, you know, manage the budget, their you know, family budget that way, based on the life scenario.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, if they're anything like my marriage, honey, can I borrow $5? No, that's about the best for me. So.
I'll give you the debit card because I can't trust you with the credit card.
That's exactly right. All right, Talisa, make me talk a little bit about what your role is with Newark City Schools and what you've been doing with BizTown and with the Junior Achievement.
So I am a fifth grade teacher, so I got to go through the process of doing the BizTown field trip with the kids, and there were a lot of lessons that we did ahead of time that helped them to understand, and so that's where we teach them about the difference between debit card and credit card. And a lot of these kids, they just know mom puts the card at the machine, and now they have the things they want or the things they need, so they don't understand where that money's coming from. So we are teaching them. You have to have the job. You need to make sure your needs are covered before you address your wants, and then preparing them for how to run their business when they get there. We hold elections for the mayor. That was probably my favorite part as a teacher, was watching them do their speeches to get elected as mayor. And then showing up and actually getting to run the business and seeing that stuff that we talked about and having those conversations of, well, I made this much on my paycheck, so I can spend this much, but I know I need to buy my insurance or something like that. So having those conversations and helping the kids to understand and be those grown-ups for that day.
Mm-hmm. What was it like that first few weeks when kids were there? Did they come back and tell other kids around school, man, you've got to go do this, this is fun? Because I was there that first day, and I mean, those kids were into it. Has it been able to sustain itself?
Oh, they're still excited. They asked me last week if they get to go back, and we went in January, so it's been quite a while, and they're still ready to go back. And we talk about, well, you're not going back this year, but you'll go back in middle school financial park. But I know they've talked to our fourth graders, and those fourth graders are ready for next year when they get to come up and do it themselves. So,
anybody want to run for mayor again?
A lot of them want to run for mayor again. Yes, they're very excited, which I wanted to run for mayor when I did it, so I understand.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah, you know, you're not only passionate about it because of the kids that you work with on a daily basis. You've gone through this program as a student, correct?
Yes, I went. It was an earlier version of the program, so it didn't have all the curriculum stuff on the teacher side of it. We didn't do as much as the classroom, but we attended, and we got to run our businesses. We had the mayor election. I did not win. I was disappointed, but I still had a lot of fun, and I remember learning how to write a check and going to the bank to deposit my paychecks and things like that. So even 20 years later, it stuck with me, the stuff that I did that day. Mm-hmm. And that was why when I found out Junior Achievement was coming to Newark, I jumped on it and said, we got to get our kids there.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Again, the Newark Learning Center over on Granville Road. It's the former State Farm building owned by Newark City Schools. And you have a background, Bryce, in education. Maybe talk a little bit about and why maybe this is something that I'm not saying you weren't passionate about teaching, but a new chapter for you was to be involved here. I mean, how's that been for you going from that classroom setting to now with Junior Achievement?
Yeah, I was a 13 years. I was a high school teacher. I was a integrated business as my licensure, and I taught personal finance. So I've always been passionate about helping kids succeed or be prepared to succeed in their life after high school. It was kind of funny, kind of full circle moment. I would be teaching a concept, and kids would be like, "This is like BizTown." At that point, I was like, what's BizTown and what are you guys talking about? And they're like, oh, it's this fifth grade thing. And I go, this is, you know, 11th graders. You really remember 6 years ago, you know? And they did. They understood some of the concepts, but it was really kind of a full circle moment to be able to join Junior Achievement and help just bring it to a broader audience.
Yeah, I'm thinking too. I mean, you know, the excitement probably comes with having your own money to spend on some level, but that you know, that adult moment where you're like, well, I can't just go blow my whole check. So, I mean, is there excitement and disappointment that's associated with this? Like those reality moments are like, oh, wow, this is a little harder than I thought.
Yeah, there's certainly decisions they have to make, and some of the retail products they're purchasing are very highly coveted, and there's limited supply. So as the business owner, they may learn to, like, kids do market research during the simulation, but they find out, like, hey, this is going to be in high demand. They price it a little bit higher. And then those kids that are shopping, they have to maybe make the, you know, the opportunity cost and the trade-offs of, I can buy this one item or I can get three or four other items. So, you know, sometimes there's some sad moments where the teachers have to put their arms around the kid and cheer them up a little bit. But yeah, they're definitely, you know, in their fifth grade world, making some big financial decisions.
So how, take us through this. If you have a fifth grade class, are they there for a couple hours a day? Is it there for a week? Do they go back? How does that work with these kids that are involved? How often are they rotating through the program?
So the teachers that we work with and the educators in this region have just been awesome to work with. They do 12 lessons prior to visiting BizTown, about 45 minutes each. And then the simulation is 4 to 4.5 hours where the kids, you know, come in the morning and we do a big town hall meeting and the mayor gets inaugurated into being in charge of the BizTown for the day. And we close it with a town meeting also where the mayor gives out a quality business award for that business that has been working hard, working as a team, and providing excellent customer service. So they do a survey throughout the day of adults, of, you know, the students, and just to select that quality business award. So it's a high energy, and those volunteers or people that maybe are in the building that aren't used to working with fifth graders realize how much energy they have. The noise volume of the room can get really high sometimes with excitement.
Oh yeah,
yes.
I got it.
if they've been in the cafeteria of a school, they know. But it's a lot of fun for the kids.
Yeah, so that you got exuberance. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, fifth graders kind of like herding cats sometimes. I mean, I think anybody that's been a parent understands that. But I'm acquainted with people that say if you gave everybody in the country $1,000. By the end of the day, there would be people with $10,000 and people with no dollars. I mean, do you get a sense, fifth graders, do they have a sense of business? Do they have a sense of, I got to make strategic decisions? I mean, business plans, come on. Really?
Well, I don't
kind
know if
of,
you want to
yeah,
answer
they
that.
Definitely are starting to, like, they understand different jobs are going to get different amounts of pay. So okay. They, you know, the CEO of the company is going to get paid more. They also see the CEO has a lot of work they have to do, and they also get to experience, if they were one of the CEOs, there is a lot of work I have to get done and I have to manage my time appropriately. But then they do have to sit down and create, you know, they have to pay the bills for their company, and they have to make sure that their company has the money to be able to pay those bills and to be able to pay their employees. So they're not necessarily in seeing how the money is coming into the company. They see it a little bit, but they are looking at the numbers. So they're given, here's how much money your company has. You need to make sure these things all happen. And so they get to see that side of it and start understanding these businesses that they see every day. They don't run themselves. They actually have people doing these works.
Cool. So real quick before we take a break then, Talisha, some folks may say, well, what does a fifth grader need to know this stuff for? Get them in there reading, writing, and arithmetic, and move them on. I don't know what I want. But, I mean, you know what? It is important life lessons. Because I am telling you right now, I know my boys back in the day could not have written a check. Could not have done it. I mean, it's just not anything that they had to do. Balancing a checkbook now, they just on their phone. They do everything. I'm like, dude, did you try to do that without that? I mean, these are for some kids who are not going to go on to college, who are going to, even those who do, these are life skills that they have to have.
Absolutely, yeah. Things like tracking their money, they learn how to use a money tracker to make sure that they know exactly how much money they have to spend at every given time. And so they're learning how to account for, here's how much I started with, I made this much, I need to spend this much, I need to remember that I'm going to need money later. They, at one point during the day, they learn about how insurance works, and they learn that they have to pay insurance. They got to make sure they still have that money there. So they are mini grown-ups for that day. They are getting to understand. And that's honestly, that's the feedback that I got from the kids. I talked to all of the fifth graders that we took that day, and that was the biggest standout, is they are seeing what their parents are doing. So it's building some excitement about the idea of being a grown-up, because it's a very foreign concept at 10 and 11 years old. And then they're also starting to learn, because they get allowances. They get money at holidays from, you know, gifts. So they're learning how to be able to track that money now, so that hopefully they don't run into the issue that many teens and adults run into, of not knowing how to make safe financial decisions.
Yeah, it's not just teens. There's a lot of adults that probably need to go through BizTown and the financial part of that as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Bryce Culver and Talisha Knight with Junior Achievement here in Newark at the Newark Learning Center. Mostly cloudy skies today. Some scattered showers. Now, we could have some storms come in this afternoon, so keep it right here on Buckeye Country 107.7. Our Bree Ziegler and Mike Cornell will keep you updated on the latest in weather, but today, cloudy skies and rain, though it will be warm up into the mid-70s, so not so bad. Might not be great for Joel and I to get out in our golf league, but we'll at least get over there and try and throw the umbrella up. We've played in a lot worse, I know that. There was one time last year, man, we were in the trees just watching stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we don't have to go that far this time. But back to Junior Achievement, and you know, real quick, Bryce, this could not have come together if it had not had been for so many great people in the community, businesses that stepped up and said, hey, this is a need. I know there's a wonderful relationship with Newark City Schools, but it wasn't just about that. I mean, if you're going to do something like this, you need funding. And boy, there were so many people in this community who were saying, all right, what can we do to help you?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of businesses that have been just incredibly positive and supportive of, you know, the mission of Junior Achievement, and really stepped up to support it in a way. We're incredibly grateful for the Lefevre Foundation, who's been a champion in Licking area and the education spectrum there. You know, they're the presenting sponsor for the Junior Achievement Newark Learning Center. And also Meta has stepped up, and they're the presenting sponsor for JA BizTown. And, you know, especially with their data center being located nearby, you know, the investment of both of the foundation and Meta just shows their support towards the mission of the organization and the direction, you know, we want to be able to go.
Mm-hmm. As a teacher in the Newark City Schools, how excited were you? And again, for somebody who went through this program, was this something that you had been pushing for? Talisha, did you say, hey, this is something we need to do? Came out of the blue and you're just like, this is it. This is perfect for this community.
I remember wishing we had one nearby. There is the Columbus location, but that's too far, and they have a lot of schools that go to them, so I never really thought that was something we would be able to do as a district. And so then as soon as I found out that we were getting it here close to us, I jumped on it, and I told my principal, I said, listen, I did this. I know how great it is. We have got to go there. And my excitement got my team all pumped up about it, and so I know a lot of the other buildings in our district all were very excited about the program mm-hmm. as well. So
yeah, I'm curious as you think back to the businesses that were in your BizTown, how different they were from the businesses these kids are in now, plus the technology side of it. I mean, the big change. We were joking earlier about you didn't have any notes because you're reading off your phone. And the other day, I paid something with my phone. My son showed me how to do it, and I'm like, hey, this is pretty cool. I mean, the technology has changed just from the time you were in it, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It was still when I did it. We did every payroll was done by hand, and all the paperwork that had to be done, we did it ourselves. And now they have computer screens that they're doing. They're filling out all their paperwork. They're completing their payroll. They are even just like making their sales and everything. They're using a point of sale system that resembles what they see out in the world today. And I think that's been one of the biggest things that I noticed as a difference between when I did it and now is BizTown has kept up with what is current for the kids. We, instead of having the post office, even though post office is still a thing, these kids are more used to Amazon. So now instead of a post office at the Newark location, we have an Amazon site. And so that helps, I think, bring some of the excitement for the kids is that it all is very real to them because they know these businesses, they see them around. LMH has a station at BizTown and the kids were so pumped because we got some kids that their parents work at LMH. And so it makes it more real. And I think that that was one of the things I was most impressed with coming back 20 years later and seeing it was how current it is for the kids.
Yeah. So given all that, then, I mean, the money concepts are still the same. I mean, I feel like sometimes I'm talking to my 25-year-old. It's like, Dad, you know what you're talking about because it's this way now. But I mean, saving is still saving. Spending is still spending. So that kind of stuff. Got to be about the same.
Absolutely. That stuff is still the same. And we do still, I mean, they are fifth graders. They need to know how to count money. They need to know how to add and subtract money, multiply things. So we do still, because it's an educational thing, we want to make sure they still know how to do that. And that fits right in with fifth grade standards, being able to add and subtract those numbers. They have to know that at this age anyway. So the standards that we're learning, even in math, are being integrated into this. And now they also know how to count money. They know, blew my mind how many of them can't identify coins and things like that. It just, you know, I know they're learning it. They are taught it, I should say. It's not something they're grasping. So bringing that back up to make sure that they understand how the money all fits together to make those numbers that they see at the store.
Yeah, I think back to when I was a kid and, you know, you're counting the change and you're so happy to get it. And I remember vividly my aunt one time, I got a bunch of quarters for my birthday. It was 8 of them. And she's like, why would you give him that? It's like, he probably don't have. I said, it's $2. Now, if I were to throw 8 quarters down, you might not get that. Now, I'm being serious.
I know.
I know. Well, here's how you'd get it. They'd get their calculator on their phone and 25 times 8. That's exactly how they get it. But they wouldn't know at that time that that's how you do it. Future goals? I mean, I know I shouldn't say future goal. I mean, you guys just got it up and running in February. I got to future goals. Come on, Bryce. What
yeah,
you guys
right.
Do next?
No, I think it's the future goals are, this is the second learning center in the state of Ohio. So we're building that out actively, you know, working with educational partners to get them to bring their kids there. We feel that, you know, any school within an hour radius of the Newark Learning Center is somebody that can, you know, experience JA BizTown or JA Finance Park. Like I said, we cover 25 counties, so not everybody is necessarily within that hour. So just trying to reach all those students we can. We also have K-12 programming that takes place in those. Some of them are more in-class kit-based programs where maybe the teacher delivers some of the lessons, whether it's a third grade classroom or, you know, or obviously the fifth grade stuff. But so just really trying to make sure we're serving those students in the Licking region and getting them on board with the both the programs.
Got summer right around the corner. What does Junior Achievement do in the summertime, maybe?
So we partner with various groups throughout, you know, Franklin County and Licking County that are already hosting summer camps, and they deliver some of the JA curriculum through the camps. So kids are getting it, whether they're participating with, like, the WYCA or YWCA, and they're getting some of the exposure to the JA curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Cool. It's nice that they're excited about it. I mean, when I think summer camp, I think about outside, running around, learning how to shoot a bow and arrow or throw a frisbee or things like that. But you're about math is mathin', so
yeah. And I mean,
God,
you know,
bless you.
That financial literacy, it's one of those things, it's never too early to start.
Mm-mm.
Right? You can't wait until you're, you know, walking on a college campus and there's credit card companies trying to give you a free frisbee or a hoodie.
Or 8 quarters.
Yeah, or 8 quarters, and you're trying to figure it out then.
Don't knock it, Riley. You know, baseball
I'm
cards?
Jealous. Are you kidding?
You know, baseball cards?
Phenomenal birthday present.
I could have told you that back in the day there for those. But I mean, if folks want information on this, just simple, go to the website, Junior Achievement, and just kind of punch it. Do you have to punch in like Newark or just Junior Achievement and you can work your way through it?
Junior Achievement of Central Ohio.
Yeah.
And that'll cover both the Columbus Learning Center and the Newark Learning Center.
Okay. Very good. Now, here's the toughest question for you, Talisha.
Uh-oh.
You got one. Summer vacation. And you already told us you do the camps and that. But come on, there's got to be something you're looking forward to for summer vacation to get out and just let off some steam.
Oh, absolutely. I will take my time. I've got a family vacation planned to be able to just step away from all of it and, you know, afternoons at the pool or something when I'm done teaching camps for the day.
Now, you're not a teacher away, too, are you? If you have, like, nieces or nephews or if you see some kids, you don't do that, do you?
I kind of do. I just, like, I can't turn it off. But the vacation has no kids coming. It's all, we're all grown-up kids now, so.
So you're not telling the adults, don't spend that money like that. Don't do
no,
that.
No, you know, they are grown-ups now. They had their opportunity to learn. I'm not going to force them to make the smart financial decisions. And
I can just see you there with an application for junior achievement. I think y'all need to get back to junior achievement.
Come back and
let me share these lessons with you. You should read them.
That's right. I want this done before vacation is over, young lady. Well, Bryce, that's fantastic what you folks are doing over at Junior Achievement. And Talisha, we have David Lewis in here all the time from Newark City Schools. And boy, I tell you, all joking aside, what the school district is doing to help kids in this community, kids who need it. I mean, I'm not saying that all kids don't need it, but really looking at those kids who could be at risk, to be able to help them with stuff like this is fantastic. And I appreciate all you're doing in Newark City Schools. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank
Bryce,
you.
Again, we'll have you. We'll talk to the boss over here, Aislinn, and make sure you guys can come back in. And well, maybe we'll put her on the air.
Yeah, there
time.
We go. There we go.
She's very good at telling everybody else what to say. Maybe we'll put her on here.
Behind the scenes comes onto the scene.
That's exactly right. But again, Junior Achievement, check it out. Junior Achievement of Central Ohio. And you'll have a lot of fun seeing what they have. Speaking of Newark City Schools, join us Wednesday as Lee Howard, Director of Bands, will be joining us. A lot of great things taking place with the music department over at Newark City Schools. So Lee Howard will be with us on Wednesday's edition of Talk of the Town.